House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Telfast at your local Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. Our number, 131873. Now is the time to give us a call on any of your health issues. But first, Australia has one of the highest rates of skin cancer in the world. And with summer upon us, we thought we would do a deep dive into the sun protection awareness. Joining us on the line is Emma Glastonbury, the head of SunSmart at Cancer Council Victoria, with some really good tips. Good morning and welcome to the show, Emma. How are you?
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for joining us. Such an important topic. It's still true that the five principles of slip, slop, slap, seek and slide still very much apply, don't they?
Absolutely. The iconic slip, slop, slap with seek and slide added are absolutely key in preventing against skin cancer. We're so lucky to live in Australia with wonderful outdoor spaces, but this means we're exposed to some of the harshest UV levels in the world. And that's why we're really encouraging everyone to enjoy the outdoors, but to cover up whenever the UV is 3 and above. This means wearing some protective clothing, wide-brim hat, sunglasses, applying sunscreen and seek shade wherever possible.
Emma, I think it's one of those things where often we underestimate actually how many people are affected. So what are the current stats in our country for skin cancer?
Yeah, as mentioned in the introduction, Australia has one of the highest rates of skin cancer in the world. And this is partly due to our really high UV levels. In Australia's lifetime, 2 in 3 people will be diagnosed with skin cancer. And the majority of skin cancers are caused by too much UV radiation. But the good news is skin cancer is almost entirely preventable. So reminding people to cover up whenever the UV is 3 and above.
Emma, I have a clash of cultures, because the mantra is there is no such thing as a healthy tan. But how often do you hear the phrase when you come across someone you haven't seen for a while, gee, you look well, because they may have, in their view, a healthy tan. So how do we get that straight, that we're saying no such thing as a healthy tan, but social media is all about looking fantastic and everyone's got a tan? You don't see pale people advertising, do you? They've all got a tan. So how do you get over that?
Well, as you mentioned, the best way to stay healthy is to protect yourself from the UV, and there is no such thing as a healthy tan. So it's really important for everyone to role model what good sun protection means and really drive home the consequences and the serious consequences of skin cancer and how important sun protection is.
And so, Emma, you mentioned before, not only is it preventable, but then once you've actually been diagnosed with it, like what are the survival rates that we're talking about? How important is early detection? And how do we even check for them, for skin cancers?
Yeah, so the repeated exposure to the sun's UV can cause skin cancer, including the deadliest form, melanoma, which can spread from your skin to vital organs. So while we've made great progress in treatments for skin cancer, prevention is absolutely key to stop it in its tracks. And early detection is also important. We know that the sooner skin cancer is found, the earlier it is to treat, the easier it is to treat, mm-hmm. and early detection saves lives.
As some of us in this room are getting a little older, Emma, why do melanomas often develop in areas that never see the sun?
That's a really good question, and it's melanoma can be from too much UV radiation, but some people have a higher risk of skin cancer than others as well. So they're people with fairer skin types, a history of skin cancer or a family history, abnormal moles, and it's really important for these people to speak to their GP and put in a proper surveillance plan for their skin checks.
Okay. Emma, we talk a lot about on this show about vitamin D. How can we manage getting enough vitamin D and also being protected from the sun?
Yeah, so as we've mentioned today, too much sun's UV radiation can cause skin cancer. So getting the balance right between too much UV and enough vitamin D is really important. Most people get enough vitamin D in just a few minutes during the summer months. So really, most people don't need to be concerned about vitamin D during the summer. And if they do have concerns, to speak to their doctor.
Fantastic. Emma, it has been great to have you on our show today. For SunSmart awareness and for more info on protecting yourself from the sun's rays this summer, you can head to sunsmart.com.au. Thank you for joining us, Emma. Let's jump into your calls. We'll start with Yvonne from Mornington. Good morning, Yvonne.
Hello.
Hello, Yvonne. How can we help?
I'm glad you're covering sun damage because I just wanted to get across the point that people should remember to put sunscreen on their lips.
Yeah, such a good
because we all know about on our face. I wear a hat all the time. I'm in my 60s and I thought my hat was covering my face, but it's that bottom part of your lips that's exposed, and now I'm suffering with precancerous sun damage. All because I wasn't putting anything on my lips.
And can I add to your good advice, Yvonne, and also look at the tips of ears? I play golf and lawn bowl and other things, and a lot of my mates wear caps, which is just, you know, they think they're 15 and Leighton Hewitt, but they're actually not protecting the tops of their ears, and a few of them are having bits chopped off their ears. So there are a few parts of our body that we just think, oh, it's nice and tough.
Thank you for giving us that call. Let's go to Kate from Blackburn. Good morning, Kate.
Hi, Kate.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. Yesterday, Luke, you said you were out and filming yesterday in Melbourne, and it was raining.
Yes.
Yesterday, Melbourne's UV was 5.
There you go.
Wow.
There's an app on you can put on your phone. It's mm-hmm. free, mm-hmm. and it tells you what the UV is at any point of the day. So yesterday, you were out, it was raining, and you were out in 5, whatever the measure is, 5. UV.
Yeah, he would have been inside, Kate. He's a bit precious. He
Kate, I will admit, I hid in a greenhouse.
Thank you for the reminder, Kate. So do you know what the app's called? Is it a Bureau of Meteorology app, or is it a SunSmart app?
It's available. I don't know. Just called UV. It's available in the app stores.
Okay.
And it sits on your phone, and it's got a constant UV number mm-hmm. sitting on your phone. So even if the app's not open, it's got a constant number sitting there.
Well done, you. Good.
You are a breath of fresh air. Thank you for that
call, Kate.
We want to get to more of your calls. Please keep them coming in. 131873 is our number. We're going to get to more of those next, right here on The House of Wellness.
You're listening to The House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Men, it's time to get up and grab Go Healthy Tribulus Max 120 capsules from Chemist Warehouse. It blends natural plant actives like tribulus, ginkgo biloba and horny goatweed, traditionally used in Chinese medicine to support healthy sexual function and healthy libido. So reach for Go Healthy's Tribulus Max 120 capsules available at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.